Let's, you know, put on the table what it is that we can in order to increase revenue. Looking at the tax code, putting everything on the table from the standpoint of closing loopholes, and we know that we can do that.
A dollar for dollar offset and a budget, I think, are two conditions for raising the debt ceiling.
Here we go again. Are you tired of talking about the dollars and cents? With the people who make no sense in Washington, Nancy Pelosi saying that the upcoming fiscal deals have to include more taxes. And then you heard what Senator Lindsey Graham out of South Carolina had to say, and those two are on definite opposite sides of this one. It is typical. Talk about being polarized. It's not just politics anymore. It's definitely about guns, more states, Connecticut being the first. Liking the idea, the possibility, if they can pass a bill to release the names and addresses of people who own guns. After the Journal, a New York paper, released the names of people who own guns in two counties, they had so many death threats, they had to hire armed guards. And that's where we begin. Hey, everybody, hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney here after a weekend of football, and I actually watched an episode of watched the premiere of Downton Abbey. It's kind of funny. And got a chance to take a breath. Hopefully you had a chance to do the very same thing. Coming up this week on America Tonight, we're talking a little financial fun with Mike Bonacorsi, since it is the beginning of the year. Things that you need to look at that are pretty easy to tweak in case you haven't already done it. And we'll have another nail the score. We're into the playoffs. Two games. The supercomputer will pick your chance to have some serious bragging rights. Right at the top, let's go to our pal, Izzy. Hey, Izzy in Missouri, what is shaking in your neck of the woods, sister? Hey, Izzy.
No one to listen to?
We are listening to you.
Yeah, but I have nobody to listen to on Friday and Saturday night. It's so lonely.
It's so lonely.
Okay. I have an applause for the lady in Georgia who shot the intruder, but she hit her twins first to protect them. I thought, my God, brave lady, and people want, and that was there's three cases in Georgia right now where an intruder was shot and saved the lives of the family members.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, way to go. They did not give her name yet, but I thought, way to go, honey. Way to go. She had the forethought to hide her children in a crawl space first. Then she stood in the closet, and she shot six rounds. And I thought, he walked away after being hit five times. Just one piece of advice, range practice.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you know what you're doing. That's what I say. You know what you're aiming for. Absolutely.
Yeah. But God, I loved it. I thought, bless your heart, you protected those nine-year-old twins because you stuffed them down in the crawl space. But see, this is part of why people do not want to give up their guns. This is happening more and more. And why should we be at risk? Because the government is afraid of us, and they cannot further their plans. I'm sorry, I always have to refer to Hitler because the first two things he did, control the media, take away weapons.
Yeah.
Those were the very first two things. Well, this country already has control of the media, the socialists do, and next is our guns. And I thought, no, people are starting to hide the guns, they're filing false police reports. And I'm like, now that's a little bit dangerous.
Mm.
But they're doing it to show that they no longer have a weapon, but they're digging holes and hiding their weapons in the event there's a move to take away the weapon.
Yeah, not, yeah.
But, you know, most people have more than one gun.
Yeah.
Did you say you were going to get a gun?
I said I was going to take the concealed training in Texas. So,
good for you.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. You know, the Georgia mom that you're talking about, too, what a story. Because the guy that invaded, which you know this, Izzy, but we'll fill this out for the people, he was an ex-con. And as you said, she pumped him six times. She hit him six times.
No,
and
she
hit
five.
Oh, I thought it was six. It was five.
No, she used all six rounds.
Oh, and she hit him five with the six bullets. Yeah. She hit him five. She shot six times. She hit him five. And you, as you said, she hit her kids. And those kids were nine-year-old twins that she hit.
Yeah.
So they were bigger kids. That was great that she was able to do it. And it was, she had a .38. That's what she shot him with.
Yeah, a little .30. But, you know, I just felt so proud that a mother with, and this is what I have talked about before, people with, or women particularly, with the presence of mind to act quickly, and she did. Otherwise, who knows what could have happened to her and those 2 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
And so I really, really feel proud of her, and I'm just so excited. Really, and I know that sounds awful that you get excited over somebody being shot, but it just goes to show you people are fed up with these clowns that want to come in your home and, you know, rummage through and potentially kill you. I don't know, because I have to sleep in a recliner because of my back situation. And my recliner is positioned so that anybody that enters my house from either the back door or the front door is, well, let's say they're in the line of fire.
Yeah, so Izzy, this is a good thing to tell people who don't understand the whole gun deal. It gives you peace of mind, no doubt, right?
Yeah. Not only peace of mind, it makes sure that I survive, and it also makes sure that this clown is stopped, because I have an elderly neighbor. She's, 85, I believe. She can't even lift a gun. She's so weak. Real sweetheart of a lady. And she has a really sweet little bungalow. Her son lives right across the street, and he's a strong gun advocate. But in the dead of night, he's not in her house.
Right. So what
and
do you do?
I've always been, for years, it's hard to break the habit of lousy sleep hours. Mm-hmm. Especially when I have to get back up at 11 p.m. I'm not complaining. I'm just joking with you. But I'm out and about at maybe 1 or 2. I go out and I just kind of sniff around, look around, and maybe again at 4, because I just am very nocturnal. And I thought, what if somebody broke into her house?
What would she do? Yeah.
She would be real dead, because she's got some pretty nasty little adjectives in our town, and I thought, it's people like that that you watch out for. And I know my other neighbors, oh my God, he wouldn't own a gun if his life depended on it. Because a nice guy, very, very nice couple, but they're such wusses. If I said, come on, and I'll go to the gun range with me, oh my God, no. And I'm like, you're a fool. And I didn't say that to him, but I thought, you're a fool. Because even my little 25-year-old neighbor lives in a big house like I do. She lives there alone. And she has a gun, and, oh, my God, she wouldn't hesitate.
Right,
so
to use it.
There's a point to it.
Yeah.
People get aware, and, you know, it saves lives. Thanks much. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Izzy. Izzy says it saves lives. This is part of the whole gun debate. Do you think she's right? That if you, I think if you're a responsible gun owner especially, you have to be willing to do what it takes should someone break in. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Tonight, they've got a database of 200 million, that's the electronic benefit transfer records, and they say from January of 2011 to July of 2012 that the welfare folks who were using that EBT card were spending it in some interesting areas. They were making dozens of cash withdrawals at ATMs inside a saloon in Brooklyn. Also at a porn shop in the East Village. This is just New York, too. At Drinks Galore, a liquor distributor in the Bronx. And you don't even want to know all the strip joints. Oh, my. Oh, my. And this is where our money is spent. To be sure, there are plenty of people who are struggling and need it and are not doing that. But it is very disheartening to hear that you've got evidence of people using the cash at X-rated video places, strip clubs, bars, and that kind of stuff, not getting the essentials that they need. And then what's happening in that department? How are they, especially if they have children, what's happening there with that? This is a story that is interesting to me because we talked a lot about the journal and the fact that I've been talking about this, that they published all the names of the people who owned guns and how I thought that was dangerous and ridiculous. And I went back today and I looked at the map and you see all these red dots, but then you also see areas where there's hardly any, and that exposes too many people. So there are reformed burglars who say that a published maps of names and addresses of gun owners would be huge if you were in the burglary trade. And why do you think that is? Because you know how to avoid getting shot. And it would be a soft target if they didn't have a gun. But they didn't have a gun. The newspaper, The Journal, published the online map last month alongside an article titled The Gun Owner Next Door, What You Don't Know About the Weapons in Your Neighborhood. So the idea was they're making a point about gun proliferation because of Newtown, Connecticut, but I think it was a bungled attempt. It's stupid because now the burglar gets an edge. The paper is printing the people who have guns and those who don't. Where do you think they're going to hit? Who doesn't? That's where they're going to hit because they don't want to encounter anyone. If it's just a smash and grab or they're targeting certain things in a house, of course, they don't want to encounter humans. They want to get away from humans. They want to be able to just go and get what they want and get out of there. That's the whole idea. That's why if you own a gun, you have to be prepared to do what you got to do. I'm not for people who have no clue about guns getting up, buying guns, because then that's the people who make it dangerous for the rest of us. How about the build-up to the big game, the Fighting Irish and the Crimson Tide? Number one, Notre Dame. Number two, Alabama. Playing for it all on the line on Monday night, the BCS title game. For the people from the Fighting Irish Alumni Club, rather, they couldn't be more excited. Now, the Crimson Tide won last time around, so this would be back-to-back if they were able to do it again. The Irish weren't even a ranked team at the start of the season, but they've got their first shot at a real national title since 1988. And Alabama, Notre Dame and Alabama have won plenty of titles. In fact, the Associated Press national titles, they've won the most, those two teams. And this is an interesting matchup. Interesting matchup. Tickets for the game, for the BCS title game, 60,000 on StubHub the day before the game in prime spot. In a less than prime spot, the upper deck, so you, for that, $900. Who pays $900 to watch the Fighting Irish and Alabama? Ooh. Or more than that, who pays $60,000? That would have to be, even if you had money, boy, you'd have to really mull that over, I think. Spending that kind of money on tickets. And as cool as it is to be in a stadium, there is something about watching the game through the lens of your couch, where you can control the volume, watch the replays. And I have been to many games in my lifetime, and I would say that a lot of them I probably would have been better served just sitting there chilling, watching them on the tube. This was a shocking story. University of Texas women's track coach Bev Kearney resigned over the weekend and said in an interview with the Austin American-Statesman that she had an intimate relationship with an athlete in her program in 2002. This is somebody who won six national championships since 1993. Was paid leave in November as they investigated what happened here and found out about the relationship. But the person who's identified as a former Texas athlete said it was a consensual thing and they didn't begin until 2002 when her program ended. But yeah, try to sell that to everybody. No, this didn't happen until she was out the door. Uh-huh. I think that's a little tough to buy that. So I'm going to say a little bit of a tall tale. A little bit of a tall tale. Are you shocked to also learn that two top California officers have really kept a bundle to themselves? And we're talking Parks and Rec. Millions of dollars secret for at least a decade. The state attorney general was tipped off. They stepped in. It's intentional non-disclosure. That's what it's been. So throughout the period of non-disclosure, the employees continued to watch to see what was going on, and the director resigned, and a senior parks person was fired last summer after $54 million was found hidden in two special funds, even as 70 parks were facing closure. So let me repeat that again. $54 million was hidden in two special funds. And the report actually said the amount of money intentionally hidden was $20 million. Oh, thank you for stealing our money. $20 million was intentionally hidden. Wow, that's outrageous. And the parks they were talking about when they were open and when they were closed, and what a debacle. Hidden, $20 million hidden for over a decade. Here's what happens, is my theory. You're doing okay, you're living that, I call it, in the middle life, where you can go with your posse and have beers, you're shanking some golf balls, you're driving the cover off of the softball, whatever it is, but you don't have a lot of that extra cash. So then you kind of move up through the ranks and you see an opportunity and it's just too good. It's sitting there on the tee. And you decide, hey, I'm going to rip them off for $20 million. They have so much money they probably won't even notice. And that's when things like that happen. Carried away with self-absorbed greed. With greed. The senator from Kentucky who we've had on the show a bunch, Rand Paul, he's in the news because his son was arrested and charged. And what do you think I'm going to tell you the son was arrested for? Take a wild guess, something you don't want to be arrested for. And we really like Rand Paul, so this has got to be a rough time for him. William Hilton Paul was arrested Saturday morning at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. The plane landed before 11 a.m. and why, you know, how this happened, the office of Senator Paul just released a statement saying, as many parents with teenagers would understand, the family's requesting privacy and they'll deal with it and all that sort of stuff. So, Rand Paul making news for a way he doesn't want to make news, but he, I'm sure, will release a statement about it if he keeps getting asked about it. They say that the alcohol was probably served on a flight from Lexington, Kentucky to Charlotte, and that's what happened there. He got the liquor on the plane. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Calendar to 2013. Everybody always talks about resolutions and, you know, stop smoking, not drink as much, don't swear, or don't swear as much. You know, there's the usual resolutions, and always on New Year's Eve, people make the toast of here's to a happy, healthy 2013 or whatever the year is, and they always put the word healthy in there. That's the one time when you're, you know, you wish people a Merry Christmas and you know Happy 4th of July, but it's the one time that we say the word healthy. And this question came up in a group of friends that I was with over the weekend. What do you consider to be a good life? What is the definition of a good life, of how long your life is? You know, what if you could pick the year that you would die, I mean, how old you would be, what would you pick? And I happened to see this story about the oldest living U.S. citizen dying at 114. It was a woman who's from South Carolina, and her name was Mamie Reardon, and she held that title for only a couple of weeks, believe it or not. So we have people that are living in their hundreds. Yes, last month there was a 115-year-old who died from, she was living in Iowa, and, you know, the census keeps all these records. The world's oldest person was 115 years old, so, wow. 100, do you think you'll live to be 115? What would that be like to live to be 115? That's the question that we're going to ponder for a couple of weeks here on America Tonight. Because I don't think you can answer that right, just boom, like that. I mean, what, think about that for a second, folks, right? You see how our blood pressure boils over by what's happening in Washington and other things that tick us off. Can we really, with the stress that we're under, expect to live into our hundreds? And because of the scientific breakthroughs, that may become a little bit more common, or at least into your 90s, if you don't get hit with cancer or some other disease. All right, it is that time of the show where the mailbox has been building up because we have so much snail mail in it that we need to eject some of it. So we're going to go through it. So without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, and there's this one from Jeff Rockin' the House. I think I say too much about nicknames, and so everybody gets the idea that they're going to have to come up with a cutesy nickname when they write into America Tonight. Jeff Rock in the House says, Kate, woohoo, what do you think about my Packers? Take that, Matty J. I wonder if this is like an acquaintance of Matt's. So, couldn't be. I don't think he has any Packer friends. Well, the Packers, yeah, they got by the Vikings, who were playing with a guy who shouldn't have been the quarterback of their team. How far the Packers go, you know, it depends on what sports analysts you listen to. They were falling all over themselves. The guys who were calling the game the other day saying that, oh, this Packer team, this could, you know, they could easily make it back to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, so could all the other teams that are left. All of them could at this point. The wrong bounce, the wrong start of the game, a couple of interceptions here or there, a special team mistake, or a special team success. I don't know that I would anoint Green Bay as the team that's going to go to the Super Bowl. You know, they looked pretty good against the Vikings, who were at half speed. But let's see what happens heading into this next week. I'm not willing to anoint them as taking two more games and heading into the playoffs. I want to see what happens next week, I think, with them before I make that decision. All right, this one is from Patrick, who says, boy, I am so glad that fiscal cliff nonsense is over with America Tonight. What do you think? I don't think that anybody really was a big winner in this one. I think the middle class loses all the way around. In some sense, all of us will see that our taxes will go up, even if it's just a little bit. And this was so much hot air coming out of Washington. I think you said it at one point on the show. We've been talking about this for over a year and a half. And then there's the dramatic ending. I think it's on purpose to build up the drama and to keep us all in animated suspense. That's what I believe it's all about anyway. What are your thoughts? Well, I think some of it was over dramatized, and that's why the fiscal cliff, and, you know, naming it the fiscal cliff in the first place, and this has been going on for well over a year, and it's something that we knew was happening, and then there was a committee to try to solve the crisis, and the committee couldn't solve the crisis. So absolutely, it's ridiculous, but it's the same thing that we keep seeing out of Washington, and I don't know any other ways to say this. It's the people that represent us need to have term limits, and they need to be held as accountable as we can hold them. Maybe there is something about reading bills. Maybe there's a way to chop some of the legislative process in half, some kind of a reform. Certainly there should be a time period of reading, because that's, I think, part of the problem. I don't really think the way things move in Washington that any senator or congressperson can tell you that they have read every single thing that's contained in some of these bills and gone through all the clauses. In other words, they know the broad strokes, and somebody on their staff breaks it down for them, but they haven't really, I think, sometimes looked at the implications of it, and that's because of a lack of time. And part of that also is not spending time in Washington. So if I were looking for reform, I think there would be mandatory time in Washington. There would be compensation for successes, accountability, a better way to have accountability, and term limits instead of the automatic deal here that we see on the, especially on the senator's side. That makes much more sense to me. We definitely have to shake things up, and how we do that is through reforming the way we do things. You know, the automatic raises, the craziness after, or it seems like it's automatic after the fact that we're in this deep tunnel of debt. It's crazy. Ryan McCormick says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. I was thinking about you as I chuckled listening to Nail the Score, and I was wondering if you are going to continue to do them through the playoffs. I've just started listening to the show just a short time ago. I really, really enjoy that section." Well, we enjoy it, too, because it's just a lightening of the load, and we like sports and football, and it doesn't get any better than playoff football. This is a great time of year because, to me, now that we have hockey back, especially you're getting ready for baseball, and we'll have spring training soon, and then you get the excitement over that, and after you get over what happens ultimately in the Super Bowl, and it's fun to watch, and hopefully we'll have some better games down the stretch, at least coming up this weekend anyway. And who ends up there? February 3rd is the Super Bowl, I think. I have to look at my calendar. But that's coming up just a couple more weeks, and then that's it. And then, of course, the All-Star game in football, the Pro Bowl, which I think is a waste of time now in between, that's in the middle. And I bet the ratings for that are just so-so, because a lot of the top players have been knocked out through injuries, and I almost think they should do away with it. What if they had, like, a flag football? I know I'm going off on a tangent here. What if they had, like, a flag football thing in between, and there could be other participants? Like, Doritos could do a deal where somebody gets, there's the unknown man that gets chosen on each side. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Charles writes, "So tired of what happens in politics that it's almost not worth talking about anymore. It is the same old song and dance, and, you know, politicians hate it when they hear that Americans are saying that, and they look at the polls that have them so down as far as favorability. But how can it not be down when nobody seems to want to work together, and we have this massive polarization that we've really never seen before in our history? What happens in the 113th Congress? I'm going to say, Kate Delaney, very little." Yeah, there's a good question. I mean, there's a great open-ended question. How much gets accomplished with this current Congress that now is in session? Are we going to see some serious subjects that are often put on the shelf really attacked, like illegal immigration, security, the Social Security woes, balancing a budget? Of course, balancing the budget, that just gets buried. There's always, well, we have to push the debt ceiling up because we have to pay our creditors, and so we can't default on that, and we don't pay on the principal, and we just keep, you know, shelling out the same cash in the wrong direction. All right, here's the last one. This one is from Bob, who says, "Listening to you in a very chilly Vermont, enjoying your offerings here on America Tonight. I heard you mention Chuck Hagel and the fact that you thought that he was going to be tough to confirm, and I was wondering why. I didn't really hear that. Why you think he would be tough to confirm?" Well, he's an ex-senator who's a Republican, but I mean, he's got skins on the wall when it comes to the military. He served in Vietnam. However, his stance on Israel when he was in the Senate, that would be controversial for a lot of people. Think of the stand that, like, Senator Lindsey Graham or John McCain has taken. opposite of what Chuck Hagel did when he was in the Senate, and then also the fact that he wants to slash a lot of, you know, he voted for a lot of slashes of the military budget, so he might struggle a little bit with this. I still think when he's nominated on Monday that eventually he gets in, but they're just going to grill him a little bit on the Hill. We're talking football next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The snap to give to Coon up the middle, slips by the defender, straight ahead, touchdown! Three-yard touchdown run, John Coon, 38 seconds to go, first half, Green Bay. Webb waiting, looking around. Steps and throws the right side. Got his man coming back for it as Rudolph tries to break a tackle, but cannot, and he's wrestled down at the 15-yard line. And the Packers have finally said goodnight to all day and are on their way to the NFC Divisional Playoffs in San Francisco.
Job takes a knee, and that's going to do it. The Texans get the job done. They beat Cincinnati 19-13 and move on in the postseason to take on the Patriots next week.
Here comes the inside handoff. He breaks it on the tackle. He breaks another. He's down inside the 10.
It is 12, empty backfield for the Redskins with RG3 out of the shotgun and the ball on the ground. It's still on the ground. The Seahawks get in there. I think they recover. They do. Robert
Russell Wilson takes the knee. Disappointing end of the 2012-2013 season for the Redskins. Falling in the first round of the playoffs at home. Final score, Seattle 24 and the Redskins 14.
Locked up from the shotgun, takes the snap. Pocket collapsing, he's on the run, throws complete. Pitta, 10, 5, Pitta, touchdown! Dennis Pitta! And the Ravens have their second touchdown of the day. Flacco catching the gun on second down and 10. Makes the snap, has time, lobs the ball, end zone, Bolden has it, touchdown, Ravens!
Wow, what an amazing play.
There's the snap, and that is the end of an era in Baltimore, as the Ravens have defeated the Indianapolis Colts 24-9, and Ray Lewis is mobbed at midfield by friends, by family, by photographers, teammates, and opponents alike. And Ray Lewis closes out this chapter of an extraordinary career.
Yeah, that pretty much was what the weekend was like for some. Others really celebrating Ray Lewis, the Ravens, and their big win. The Seahawks, I have a lot of friends that live in Seattle. They say that they're going crazy in Seattle over the Seahawks after they beat Washington. You heard some of the highlights or lowlights, depending on how you look at the game and if it was one of your teams. RG3 may be the most talked about story coming out of this. He injured his right knee. His injured right knee gave out in the fourth quarter as he was trying to make a big play. And the Seahawks won, obviously, 24-13. But at what cost to their star rookie quarterback who limped off the field? There's going to be questions about whether or not he should have played. If you looked at the contraption he had on his leg, questionable. And really, unfortunately, it was the way he bent his knee that led to that injury. And then once he's taken out, that's the end of the story. Ray Lewis, his last day, he was just absolutely crazed on the field. You heard the call there that he was mobbed, family, friends. He's got young sons, and they were out there, and people going crazy for Lewis returning. And they got rid of the Colts pretty easily. So there were some big highlights there for the real. And do the Ravens move on to the Super Bowl game? They have some stops in between. They're going to have to get by a couple of teams before they call it the Super Bowl, which is going to be in New Orleans. But they've got some momentum going, and it may be the whole Lewis thing. It may be the retirement deal, because he has been one of their leaders on the defense. But just even team-wise, mentoring some of the younger players, he's a very, very, very popular character figure in Baltimore. He really has been embraced by that city, and they were going crazy for him after that win, and that may be a factor. That might be a factor moving on to the next one. Matt, you watched the games. You know, the Ravens wanted a huge, long send-off for Lewis. They got it, and then they wanted a showdown with Denver. They have it now. So this is going to be pretty tough, though, next time in this next game, because Denver's 13-3 on the season, but more importantly, they got Peyton Manning. They have some real tools there, and it's going to be tough to beat them. The Broncos beat the Ravens 3 weeks ago pretty easily. 34-17 was the final score, but clearly the Ravens weren't even in this. I watched part of that game, and now they're going to have to find a way to turn it around. I guess the key thing is that they got a glimpse of Denver, and maybe they picked up a few things on defense, especially they'll be able to do this next time around. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think the matchups this weekend are going to be really good. You got
it too.
Who's that? The Patriots and the Texans facing off. You got San Fran and Green Bay. I mean, there's good, intriguing matchups all over the place. And then especially the one that you were talking about, Denver and Baltimore. It's kind of the old Ray Lewis versus Peyton Manning matchup again that you used to see all the time, Indy versus Baltimore. And now, you know, Peyton Manning's got a different squad, but still a great defense in Denver. And I don't know. I don't know who I'm picking yet. I got to delve more into it.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see what happens this weekend, because I didn't really. First of all, it was wild card weekend. Now we're seeing the teams that were resting up and watching. Let's see what happens to those. And so I'm not picking any Super Bowl winners at this point. And with the momentum thing, that is a big factor. You know, and plus you look at Baltimore, you get Joe Flacco. He's sort of due here. He threw for almost 300 yards, and Ray Rice is the kid I like that was out of Rutgers that plays, is the running machine that plays for the Ravens, and he had 70-some yards for them on the day, and he's often been a factor for them. But let's see what happens in this next go-around. I'll tell you, if they get by Denver, then there's something to really, I mean, then there's surely something to watch here, and that, you know, there may be something to that, that the Ravens' momentum with Lewis retiring and all the things coming into play for them, that might be what we see. I mean, truly in the game against the Colts, the Colts in the first half, I mean, really heading into the locker room, the Ravens barely had the lead. 10-6 was the score, and then they started to pull away a lot more. And they just clearly looked much more dominant and more were driven and butting heads here. Something quickly that I mentioned when I was saying in a previous segment, I was talking about, you know, hey, it's so boring with the Pro Bowl. Maybe they could mix it up. Maybe they do some crazy thing where they do flag football or think of something in between, because it's, to me, it's not working. The Pro Bowl is a failure. I don't think people are interested in it. They might tune in for a few minutes here and there, but I mean, how many people are sitting there watching the All-Star game of the NFL, and then they moved it in between the weeks of the Super Bowl, you know, heading into the Super Bowl, and I think that it really didn't do much for the game either. So as I was suggesting this idea of flag football, I read a story about an arena player. His name was Chandler Williams, and he died over the weekend. He was playing, all he was doing was playing in a flag football tournament in South Florida. He's 27 years old. He was going to Florida International. This is a kid who was drafted by the Vikings back in 2007. He played a little bit with the Tampa Bay Storm, and it's just a strange, weird deal as to how did that happen and what was it that caused him to die on the field. And they didn't. They just said that it was what happened was it. He was in playing. It looked like he had perhaps some kind of a heart thing, but they didn't officially release the cause of death. Just so there were reports of people who were there with buddies and whatnot watching. That was their report. So that's not even official. It's strange. It makes you wonder. You know, I guess flag football can be dangerous too, or it could have just been one of those weird, strange things that happened to him, and you know, just natural. Was it some kind of a natural causes? I think that's what it is, some kind of natural cause, but very, very freaky for the people watching. Here he is, not even 30 years old, and that happens. Boy, you never know. So maybe the idea of the flag football isn't necessarily a safe option either, or one that's more interesting to watch than watching a bunch of the pros butt heads in a semi-hit'em game, let's say, that features the all-stars of the sports who decide they're going to go and aren't too banged up.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio. Start.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.